With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. A lot of money will soon be flowing into California communities with contaminated drinking water, thanks to the new Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund. Today, the State Water Board is meeting to talk about how to implement that $1.4 billion program. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports from one local community that could benefit.
It's easier to get fresh eggs than a glass of fresh, clean water at Ignacio Garcia's home. Here, the chickens roam freely, but the drinking water doesn't come from the tap. Garcia has to buy it at the grocery store.
We're for sure spending, I think, about $380, $400 a month on water.
In agua.
Garcia and his family own a sprawling piece of property just north of Moss Landing. It's on one of several country roads between Highway 1 and the ocean. Farm fields growing strawberries and lettuce surround the homes. Around here, homes rely on wells for water.
2 years after I moved here, I did an analysis of the well, and in fact, it came out that the well was contaminated with nitrates.
He's not the only one with this problem. Recently, other wells in his neighborhood were tested. Results show all have at least one contaminant above the legal limit. That includes high levels of nitrates, and in some wells, a chemical known as 1,2,3-TCP. It's a carcinogen. The chemical used to be added to pesticides, but was banned decades ago.
And so we're still finding that here in our drinking water.
That's Cesar Garcia Lopez. He's a community organizer with the Community Water Center's Watsonville office. He and his coworker, Myra Hernandez, have been connecting with neighbors in this community for almost a year.
Good afternoon.
They helped organize the well testing. Garcia Lopez says people here already knew their tap water was not safe to drink.
But then this well testing program, we really help people understand what's really in their water, why they're not supposed to be drinking their water. And so it became even more urgent for people to be drinking bottled water.
Since then, they've continued to knock on doors to keep the community organized. They're out here so often, they know the names of the dogs outside.
Hey, Rocket.
And the people who answer their doors welcome their visit.
Hola, buenas tardes.
On this day, they're out spreading the news that bottled water will now be provided free in this neighborhood. It's paid for by a state grant. But bottled water is a short-term solution. Garcia Lopez says there are plenty of long-term solutions.
So solutions can be like connecting small water systems and private wells to a larger water system. I could be putting treatment into these wells so that then you can treat and remove the nitrate. But it's all really expensive.
Before now, there was little point in even talking about these ideas. The state's new Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund changes that. State Senator Bill Monning from Carmel authored the legislation.
Our objective is to get families onto clean water systems.
The fund will get $130 million every year through 2030. The money will be controlled by the State Water Board. It can be used to build projects and pay for ongoing maintenance.
The prioritization will be the best bang for the buck, so to speak. How can we invest that money? Which sounds like a lot, but when you spread it across the state, some of our priorities will be where can we consolidate a water system with a larger one that is producing clean, safe drinking water. In some cases, that would be the best investment.
Back in the car, community organizer Myra Hernandez says in order for this neighborhood to have a seat at the table, people have to stay engaged on the water issue.
We have a saying in Spanish, la unión hace la fuerza, so unity gives us power. And so if we come together as a collective, there's more power and we can get resources to come to our community if we work all together, you know.
They pull up to Ignacio Garcia's house.
Hola, Ignacio.
Hola, hola. ¿Cómo está?
Garcia helped lobby for the free drinking water grant. It'll mean a huge savings for his family.
The money that I spend each month on water, I could be using for something else, like for my house payment, for my kids' education. Yeah.
But what he really hopes for is a long-term solution that will bring his family tap water that is clean and safe. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.